take my hand and look into my eyes, and then Stetson to Stetson, together we'll fly. The two cowboy wars, the two cowboy wars.
Well, I grew up listening to a lot of country music in my family, and when I came out as a gay man, though, all I heard anywhere was dance music and the occasional show tune and stuff, and that didn't really appeal to me a whole lot. And The Two Cowboy Waltz is about the first night I walked into a gay country western bar, which every city in the country, thankfully, has a gay cowboy bar, and just standing there watching men dance arm in arm with other men to old songs that I loved, and it was so romantic, and I went home dreaming about cowboys.
Northern California singer-songwriter Mark Weigel sets his dreams to music in his new release, aptly titled The Truth Is. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm Pam Marshall, and you're listening to Audiophile. Although Mark Weigel may dance with cowboys, his musical influences aren't strictly country.
I confess that I told a friend or two about this man I'd met the day that I met you. I confess.
Musically, a lot of my influences are the old pop folk records my older sisters would listen to, like Dan Fogelberg, James Taylor, Gordon Lightfoot. And then my older brothers were getting me into Springsteen. And so singer-songwriters from way back.
Mark Weigel tells it honestly on The Truth Is.
A frequent presence at folk and women's festivals around the United States, Jamie Anderson has released her newest CD entitled Drive All Night.
My brother had a BB gun, he shot it in the yard. He hit a neighbor kid, it left a little scar. Mama got angry and took the gun back. Now he's headed for the bedroom and daddy's gun rack. Mama, come quick. Bobby's got daddy's gun. Ah, mama, come quick. He says he's only having fun. Mama, come quick.
My brother did have a BB gun when I was little. One of my brothers did, and he was shooting birds in the yard, and my mother took it away from him. And I was thinking about that incident one time and thinking about, well, what would have happened if he'd hit a neighbor kid? What would have happened if he'd pointed the gun at me? And then I remembered that my dad kept his hunting guns on a rack in his bedroom. And I thought, well, what if my brother had gone into the bedroom and gotten a real gun?
An engaging storyteller with a clear, melodic voice, Jamie Anderson also uses humor to convey her point.
I want to legally marry. I want to make more money. I want to feel safe wherever I go. Make a big noise when I blow my nose. Straight guy.
I call myself a singer-songwriter parking lot attendant, and unfortunately, most people get the joke. About a third of my live show is comedy, because I love hearing an audience laugh. It's better than sex. I do a lot of serious tunes, too, because I'm a folk singer, and you know, folk singers just have to sing about death once in a while. We're just like that. Also, I tour all over the U.S., so hopefully I'll come to your town. I would love for y'all to come out, and I mean that.
Drive All Night with Jamie Anderson, a wonderful traveling companion, and she'll even park the car.
We must admit that at first we didn't know quite what to make of a CD we received called Very Sexual Man by musician Bob Hartman. But whatever his other attributes may be, Hartman is clearly a talented performer.
I must have touched a little bit of heaven when I touched you. When I touched you, I must have touched a little bit of heaven.
One of the tracks on the new CD is called Touched. It is a high energy dance song, very melodic, and it's a positive song. It's basically about a person seeing somebody for the first time, just falling head over heels for them, and them feeling the same way, and everything just works great. So it's a very positive song. Putting positive messages in my songs is something I try to do a lot of the time. Hopefully somebody may hear that, and that may change something in their life.
And what could be gayer than a dance version of this familiar tune? Bob Hartman. His debut release is called Very Sexual Man. That's it for this edition of Audiophile. For more information, you can write to us at P.O. Box 4223, Sunland, California, 91041, or online at info@audiophile.org. That's audiofile.org. This is Pam Marshall.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Keep listening.